F.
Hello.
I'm excited. Okay, let's start. 3, 2, 1.
Give them.
Okay. Let's get serious. Okay. Hi everyone. Hi guys.
This what I hate when you do that. You're high.
I hate when you do that. You give them hi.
Wait, let me. Okay. Hi guys.
No need. They don't really need your highlights. They really don't need it. Okay, guys, welcome back to the As If podcast. We're happy to have you. Okay, so if you're just, how do they say it? If you're just joining us
for the first time.
My name is Lydia. And
my name is Fikemi, and this is the As If podcast.
I already said that.
Well, like, just like in case you guys, you guys.
Okay, you guys are welcome. You guys are welcome back. And okay, so firstly, want to apologize for not dropping this episode earlier. FK, are you still here?
Tell them why. I'm still here. Tell them why. The reason that.
Okay, are we yelling at them? You are told me to tell them. No, not a problem. To start with, I had exams. Okay, so I'm guessing that was given the whole timeline. Okay. I had exams, so I took like a month off to focus on that, and yeah. Then when I was done, FK had so she took another month to focus and deal with that, and she was really going through a lot. Because I won't tell them why you were going through a lot, because you don't go for class. Sorry, I already told them. So she had a lot. I won't even cast you to your fans. And then right after we were done with our exams, when both of us finished, we had this really big fight.
In fact, you got the timeline wrong, okay?
No. Please allow me. Just allow me. So right after that, we had a really big fight. I want you to tell you what the fight was about, because I can't remember. But we didn't talk for the longest time. That's the longest we've gone without speaking. And then we made up, and I will share this with my As If family, but I was going through a lot. So I took what I call a mental health break.
Personal time.
Just needed my space for a bit. It's hard to be productive when your mind isn't, you know, there. Anyway, but we're back.
We're back and we're back.
Okay,
welcome back.
If you say so. We want to say a big we're here, Sha. We're managing ourselves, so take us like that. We want to say a big thank you to all 1,500 of you that listen to the is it 1,500 still, or what is it?
I have to check the stats, but it's basically around that figure. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. I had no idea that people would. I thought guys would just be like, "The fuck are these Wednesdays? What the fuck are they saying?"
Guys, speak for yourself. I hate when you involve me in your piece. I can't lie.
No, but like, you are the one that like I was scared about the most, because like, you know, no one wants to hear that. But we just thank God.
Why are you calling my name?
Good.
I said, leave me out from these things. I was just listening to you. Okay.
Yeah, but like, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
The reception has been amazing.
Okay. This is episode. I'm so excited. You guys don't get.
Yeah. Guys, we have tried to record this so many times. I shit you not. We have all done our best to put ourselves together. But now we're here.
We're here. That's what matters. Okay. So, what's been going on?
What's the gist?
What's been happening? In FK's life, because she basically doesn't have friends, doesn't have a man. She's the deadest baby you could possibly meet. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. No, that's just really me. I'm the one. That's me.
Lydia's looking for a boyfriend, guys. Hit her up.
No, don't hit me up, I beg.
Hit her up. Don't think she's too big, or like, yeah, not good enough for her. She's accommodating.
Yes.
No matter how you look.
No matter the circumstances.
No matter the circumstances.
Oh God, I never want to see that video again. Okay, yeah, we've used 5 minutes to say absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, nothing. But like... anyway, Malians, our goat is
best
out. Hey, MD, MD. Nah, our goat is out. I was really upset that he was put in prison in the first place because there was no evidence for any crime. So they couldn't really charge him, I guess. I don't know the details, so let me just stay out of that. But what I was sure of is that they wanted to use him as a scapegoat, right? And it has to do with a lot of... It's about the pride. EFCC guys, I don't even trust their rocks anymore because their guys out there, there's so much evidence. I'm not going to name and shame because it's not the season. But yeah, there's so many guys out there. There's evidence to use against them. But, you know, no one is doing anything about the big men. They don't want to use my poor Naira Marley as a scapegoat. But I am incredibly disappointed. let me not even get into that. FK, what do you think about his new song, Soapy?
I love that Soapy song, bro. I love that. Just Soapy.
Just hey, QQ, just Soapy.
But that dance, I hate it so much because I feel like it's just an avenue for Nigerian men to just do their work, which is sexual harassment. I can just imagine all you guys grabbing women in the club when that song comes on, and it's really irritating. Bro, like,
I saw a video on Twitter where these guys, I think, were dancing to the song, and they were on this road and they just grabbed their babe. I don't know if that was planned, but like I could only imagine the kind of behavior that this song will bring about. But
they're just like showing themselves. No one wants to see that. Keep it, please,
sis.
But yeah.
What else has been happening? What else has been happening?
Okay, how far this Kozapi, this pastor? What is that right now? Like,
guy, because Nigerians love their pastors so much, like they don't even go to church to worship God anymore. Well, most of them, they worship their pastors. Like, even when we learned about religion, like this is something that's bound to happen, like in lots of churches, you and cults and any type of what's called setup, they're very like they tend to get very distracted, very carried away, and end up worshiping
rather than the God.
Yeah, the God figure, quote unquote, behind it. But anyway, be like that. So, that guy,
basically,
I can imagine how hard it must be for the pastors, Fatoyinbo, Abi.
Yeah, that's his name.
How hard it must be for his victims because, guy, they're going against, like, they had his whole congregation against them, his fans, family. It's hard, to say the least. But I'm quite surprised. Like, I saw pictures from the protest. Yes. And I was like, it's bare minimum, but like I was impressed because this for Nigeria is a big step, like in the right direction, I hope.
Yeah, I just think that it's so important, like this whole thing. I feel like not our generation, but like people are just in general becoming more enlightened, and I love that that turnout was so like many people came out for that, and it really shows that hopefully, but remove this stigma that this order has put on rape and rape victims. God only God can save us. But like, but you guys know we have that whole rape episode coming out, so you'll hear our real opinions on that later. But just know that
but bro, I am so like, the protest was like a good, it was encouraging to see, but still the changes, I'm yet to see them. But imagine imagine my shock entering, you know, me, put on my mini dress, short skirts, got my like finished beating everything, ready. I've had a stressful week, ready to go out, just have a nice time with my cousins, my friends were there, like, yeah. Let's get it. So imagine my shock, entering 57, hey God, and seeing some rapists there and like chilling with, you know, his guys and with babes, and everyone is just having a great time. Everyone is so comfortable. Bro, I bet my life I can count them. Like I could, sis, I could see, even me, you know, I'm short-sighted, but I could see around them some of their victims. Like I knew what was happening. Like we all knew what was happening. So I just, man, I took a minute. It ruined my entire, like, imagine a rapist ruining my night. Was I the one that raped? Did I commit the crime? You know, becoming to ruin my night.
Bro, like, do you know that, like, I always say this, Nigerians know, Lagos people, they know every rapist except the one that they are friends with.
Oh, bet.
Insults. And what's it called?
Hashtags.
Therefore, hashtag everything represented for their. You are saying you stand with this Busala babe with that pastor rape, but what about your own best friend that's a rapist? Well,
retweet. Say it louder for the people at the back, please.
Speak on it, sis.
Let us know, where do you stand? Like, no, sis. This week was hot. I would open stories, see rapists. I would go on Instagram, see pictures. You'd be tagging the rapists. I've unfollowed everyone. Everyone. My fingers move quick. Just, I don't want you in my space. Take a rapist friend out of here.
I need you posting your fuck that. Anyway.
I don't need to see it, but
we don't need it.
And, you know, after all the note apologies, I thought we had learned a few lessons.
Zero.
And if you did learn, if you are sorry for what you did to these girls, maybe take some fucking time and give them the space. How do you want them running into your
house? No, I disagree. Go to jail first.
Then you're crazy. You can collect- Bro, do your years and let me know that you're sorry.
Yeah,
but that's never going to happen. The legal system has failed women, but like, I just don't understand how you think it's okay. Like, you know, if this Lagos is small, you know, we would jam. You're a rapist. You're not a rape. Okay, let's say you've changed and you're not a rapist anymore. You've raped. Girls are scared of you. Get out. Forget me, is messaging me as I'm speaking, telling me to round up. Leave me alone. Release my leg.
Jeez, I hate you. I can't lie. I hate you. I'm not doing this podcast again with you. Like, dip my line. Anyway, to conclude on this thing,
I can't conclude by myself.
Yeah, go on.
It's a lie. You've already embarrassed me. Conclude.
You do have to speak out. You could have kept this room.
I saw it. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, you guys, if you're a rapist, get there loud. Stay in your house.
Basically, what else has been? I don't really care about what has been happening anymore. Moving on
to the topic at hand. Drum roll, please. I'm sorry.
Panic.
That was a guitar. I'm sorry. The title of today's episode is Girl Code.
I was even having a conversation with someone today, and I told them that this was going to be the title of the episode, and she was like, yeah, she doesn't believe in that. Like, what is it anyway? Girls don't follow it. Something. She was yelling. I was like, okay, wait for the episode.
I'm you.
But what is it? What do you think? What does it mean to you? Yeah, let's start there.
Okay, basically, what girl code means to me is like, that there is a specific set of rules that women, whether they know each other, they don't know each other, or even just as friends, have to follow, just as based on where gender, we need to stick together, we're united, girl power, whatever. Same with bro code, but bro code seems to be more serious. I don't know. But yeah, what about you?
I feel like I can understand how the code came about. Because you know what you're going through as a woman, and you can only be, you would probably be more empathetic to a woman, or show more empathy to a woman than you would with, man. Yeah. I hope. Because, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, so, like, I can understand where the code came about, but, like, I've heard it so many times used wrongly and used out of context, so a lot of us don't know what it means, and, okay. What girl code is to me, I'm kind of sure. I think I have an idea. Like, it's just for me, there I don't know a specific set of rules, and I don't follow a specific set of rules, because those are never, and who are you, Jesus? How can you set rules and tell girls to follow it by force? No, I don't believe in that, and that's never going to fly stick. I heard that men have a Yeah, they have like a strict set of rules, and boys would do some things that I would see and be like, what's this one on? Like, his weed is loud, why is he moving like this? But like, his friends would like totally understand it, and there's some things that I would not consider like a big deal, but boys are just, they have, to be fair, they're less they're just different. So we've basically picked two instances to review, and so at the end of this, when it's released, you're going to tell us what you think and what you would do in those instances. Okay, the first instance that we're going to be reviewing is the one about exes. So are your friends' exes out of bound? If you get me.
Are your friends' exes off limits? Are you asking me? Like,
I'm asking you now. Yeah, tell
you can't
tell
me
us
what to do. Tell us.
Are your friends, Fikemi is gonna be able to give you a mancha. She's the guy I'm able to give you an X, man. Sorry. Not... So tell us.
Of Keith. Yes, Lydia's exes are out of bounds for me personally. Most of all my close friends' exes are out of bounds for me. Off limits. I don't need them. There's enough of the fish in the sea. Oh, what do you think? There's plenty.
Do you know what is so crazy? Is that... Let me think about it before I talk. Yeah. But someone, if a friend basically got with, however you kids say it nowadays, my ex. One of my exes. And that was so crazy for me because I'm not gonna get into it. Put yourself together, Lydia. Okay, I'm joking. I didn't sound like that. But for me, I'm not getting into it. No, I should, because I brought it up. Okay, I'm so indecisive. But like, I think I've made it pretty clear. I don't know what anyone wants to yarn. I think I made it pretty clear that my exes are. I just feel like I have plenty of exes like that. I can count them, but I won't. Because you guys didn't do the math. But the thing is, I think I made it pretty clear to my friends that my exes are out of bounds. Like, I've said it. I've made it so clear. And, like, I don't even have to say it. Because if you know me, and if you know the kind of relationship... Thank God. God caught me there. But if you know me, right? You would know.
I'm dying here.
You would just know.
The thing is, like, when it comes to your friend's exes, how can you, of sound mind, go for somebody that you know your friend has loved, has shared all these emotions that they took you along, like, on that ride with as well? Like, you know about it. You know what they went through. You know what they had. And you decide, okay, I'm feeling cute tonight. I'm feeling cute tonight. Let me go for this boy.
Okay.
I can't, but, like, my conscience, it will just be moving. I can't. I'm not
okay.
Able.
Okay, so, I saw a tweet that said, if you're in a stable, happy relationship, if you're doing well, why do you care about, you know, your friend and your ex being happy together? Like, why are you bothered by it? So if you get me, answer it.
Basically, of course you would be bothered by it. What do you mean? Like, if this is just one, throwaway ex, the one that okay, you didn't really deep, like, the guy.
What did you call it?
Throwaway, the one you can keep in the dustbin.
You're that talking
one,
about
no one will send you.
Somebody's
like, no
9 months.
You. Like, there's exes and there's exes. Like, there's the one that no one cares about, and then there's the one that you know what they went through. You saw it. She cried on your shit like this. You still have this stain.
I feel like you're sobbing me. Like, you're really just getting in there.
You know what you went through in the middle of the night when somebody would just start crying. Somebody has.
Wow, Fikemi, this is so detailed. This is so
somebody's
specific.
Somebody's teardrops have dropped on my face before, based on what? Based on ex. And I'll still go for the bunk. That means I'm wicked.
Sis, no, like, I get that. I get that because, like you said, they're exes and they're exes. They're guys every... they're people you would, like, your friends' exes that you know okay, they don't really, she dated him in year, no big deal. She dated that one in year 9, they had a thing, it lasted 1 month, like just some dumb situations, you know, okay, shoot your shots if you want to shoot your shots, the babe doesn't, like, it doesn't matter, they didn't share that much, they didn't experience that much. But then the exes that you know what this babe has been through with the guy, you know the nature of the relationship, you know what you basically dated, you were there, you were very present, you know what the babe went through. Yeah, okay, if you can read. You won a trophy, so yeah, what else?
Basically, what? It's just like,
oh wait, there's also something that I don't know if I'm crazy for thinking, but if you basically you've been friends with them as they were, you know, together, you then after you now go for the guy goes for you and you end up together. And when you're going to ask your friend for permission, because that's how it always plays, ask, can I date your ex, please? Like, I think I like him. I have feelings for him. He makes me happy. Things like that, they would, you know, shoot at you.
Yeah.
And when they bring that to you, I like, if anyone came to me with that, I wouldn't help but think that you've always felt that way about the person. Because how are you just noticing all these qualities about him when I'm done with him? Like, how is that? You're just realizing he's funny? Like, oh, now he makes you laugh?
That means you are laughing since.
You've been laughing for a while.
You've been giggling.
You've been noticing his humor now.
You've been thinking that this guy is fine. Or you've been stalking his Insta. You've been looking at his pics. There's no way. I'm God, telling you
And
now.
People, do you know what's hilarious? People will listen to this and they'll think that we're crazy. They don't know we're joking. We're joking, but we're not. Like, there's an element of seriousness here.
Like, the thing is, for me, like I always say, the love is not blind. You knew who you were falling in love with when you were doing it. You can't just fall in love and say, oh, what's it called? I didn't mean to. I never knew it would happen like this. You can't help who you like. You can't help it. That is it. Like, don't let anybody lie to you that you can't help who you like. You can't help it by stopping.
But what I'd like to, what I was just thinking about now as you were speaking is that, okay, you know how time heals a lot? And I feel like time doesn't take away all the pain, but it heals a lot. So there's some things that after a long while, you know, they've set aside the appropriate amount of time for these people to heal, for the thing to heal. You get after time like that, you know, depending on how serious the relationship was, you know.
Yeah, like I could date.
It might be okay, but knowing us, knowing the people, you know, knowing our friends, it's never like that. It's always 2 months later. It's always a year late. Yeah, it's really good. Some people respect you for a year. It's always sis. It's always the next summer.
Bust my brain.
God.
It's always see you next summer, and I hate it.
God, please. Okay, the second instance we're going to review is.
Drum roll, please.
You know I lag.
Okay, sorry. Drum
roll. Insert Go drum on. Roll.
A brief interlude.
Okay,
guys.
From the second part that we're going to be speaking about is drum roll, please, or not.
Why do you keep saying this drum roll, please?
Because, like...
You know I can't do it. What are you saying it for?
Sorry. I'm trying to be like those other...
The second instance we're going to be reviewing is Irene. Oh God! Do you want to enter my voice?
Don't yell at me. Don't bark. You don't have to bark.
Do you want to enter my voice? Tell me. Do you want to enter my voice?
It's so bad, like aggression.
The second instance. You turn it to me. The second instance we're going to be reviewing is beef. Sorry.
What happened?
Release my leg.
Okay, let's.
The second instance is beefing your friend's enemies. That is it.
It's
beefing
pronounced enemies, not enemies. You get.
Figure me end this podcast. When you're done, block me. Have you heard?
I've heard.
I'm not joking.
Leader, please. I'm begging.
Okay. How do you say I should say it?
Enemies.
Enemies.
Or enemies.
Enemies. Is that what I said before? Jesus, take the wheel. Wait, say it one more time. Sorry.
Where are you from? Why do you talk like that?
Say it one more time.
I forgot you're a Port Harcourt babe.
Who is Port Harcourt babe? Shut up. I hope Port Harcourt babes come for you.
I have a Port Harcourt accent, guy. And it shows.
I hope Port Harcourt babes come for. I can't even talk because of how much I'm laughing.
And it really shows. God, no, I'm wondering where your accent was from. You're it's sick. North Lagos. It's not we talk where I'm from, baby.
Release my leg, forget me, release my leg.
This is how we're talking, lucky.
Idiot. God, what were we talking about? Beefing your friends.
Enemies.
Say it. Enemies.
Enemies.
Okay. Let's get serious. Serious. Okay.
A few moments later.
Okay, how does that work? Basically means if your babe is not guys with another girl, like they don't fuck with each other at all, what do you do? Like, are you going to keep the same energy? Like, how do you handle this situation? That's what you.
Yeah, okay, basically, first we're going to say, like, there's levels to the beef. There's, like, if somebody's coming for you on Twitter, that's not beef. No one is trying to get in on that. Maybe they'll join you to insult the person and they'll move on. That's not beef. But beef is like somebody has gone out of their way to hurt somebody that's close to you, or this is not even fighting. Like, you know, we're fighting, two people can be in the wrong, so you can't even take a side. But this is like somebody has gone out of their way to objectively make someone that's close to you feel bad or to hurt them in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you now saying like you would be a neutral party to this racks, especially if the person that's done it is not your friend, is not your guy, is someone you don't send for like that? Some people like to say, oh, what's it called? It's not my, I can't take somebody else's panadol. I can't take panadol for somebody else, whatever.
Someone else's headache.
Somebody else. Those are the words. And in my opinion, this is a personal view, if somebody does something to offend somebody that is close to me, that is my padias, my guy, my babe, you have gone out of your way to speak bad about them. Imagine I should now go and do body. What would that say about my character? What would that say about me to other people? People will be looking at you like, didn't this babe say so and so about so and so, and this one is going to hug her? You'll be a daft idiot.
When I'm in a situation like this, these are the things I like to consider. Like you said, what kind of beef is it? For me, it is different, completely different when two friends are fighting. Like you said, people can have arguments. People can fall out. And two people can even be wrong. Like, you don't have to pick a side in those situations. So I tend not to. Like, I stay out of that. If I try my best to even resolve, like, make them see eye to eye, especially if both of them are my friends. And then there's, like you said, small petty beef. We don't all like ourselves in Lagos. It's fine. Exactly. There are things that you cannot even carry on your head. There are certain issues that you... Like, there was one stupid boy, I won't say his name, was dropped. What did he say? He added, if he came in, he said some rubbish. And obviously, if I see the boy tomorrow and he turns out to be a cool guy, I will shake his hand. We'll be friends. But he said something stupid, and I answered him, and
He said that... is your life as used? That's what he said to me.
I can't even imagine.
He was putting money on his face. He was using his face.
Why are you not exposing him?
That's so disgusting.
God, how can you put naira on your face? He now said skin routine or something like that.
I now quote edit. I said this is so disgusting. But why did he vex now?
Why did he actually say that? But it was so funny. But I said something equally stupid back. I just, you know, since we're all being stupid. But for me, if I remember, but if I see the person tomorrow, I meet him, he's a cool guy, we'll be friends. No. God, that's how he messaged me. I take it back.
I'm sorry.
I take it back.
But no hard feelings, you get.
That's a different kind of beef.
Yeah.
But in the situation where somebody, I don't even know, like that's maybe I just followed the person on Instagram, goes out of their way to hurt a person I care about, Amaja, like, I will turn into something else. You don't do that to my friends, the people I care about. And maybe that's where we all lose ourselves. Like, I don't know what you guys call friends anymore. Like, I don't have many of those. I follow many people on Instagram.
And you know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people. I say hi to a lot of people. But they're not my friends. And I could care less about, you know, the people they're beefing. But I can count my friends with my fingers. And if you go out of your way, like you leave your comfort zone to offend them, offend is not even it, to make them feel bad, less of themselves, that's where we're going to have a problem.
That's where we're going to draw the line right there.
No, there's
everyone will see the line.
Like recently I've been seeing true colors of plenty people. Glory be to God. Give God all the praise. Like I've just been seeing it. And like her, let's not even call names, but to Jesus be my glory. I've been seeing malicious things. I've been seeing people's true colors. So you mean people express bitterness? People have so much negative things to say coming from nowhere, like about my friend. All this hate directed to my friend, to my party, my ride or die.
Someone I love, someone that wants to be happy. How can I want to see you happy and now someone is making you unhappy?
It's not just bad vibes. Like I would look at you as that person carrying hate on unprovoked hatred, unprovoked hatred for my person. You know, just hateful. And you want me to be your guy now? It's not gonna click. Like we're not.
Genuinely, I do not understand it because I was having this conversation with one of my friends and she was like, oh, so you're one of those people. Well, obviously, I explained it to her and she understood. But she was like, oh, you're one of those people. And I was like, bruh, like, I would say, like, in the past, maybe when I was younger, these things didn't even come up in my mind. But I would say now, if you go out of your way to hurt my friend, you and me are going to have a problem. Like, we're not going to be guys. I don't care where I see you. I don't care when I see you. Like, I will squeeze my face, even if that's all I do. Like, let me just squeeze my face.
But in all fairness, like, no one is ever telling. You're not good. Where no one is asking you to go and start throwing hands. No one is saying that. If you want to, I'm the kind of person to do that. They will be begging me. The friend will beg me that, oh, don't fight. But like I said, we will have to because I don't understand. You want to make somebody feel bad. Okay, we can do it. I will show you. Yeah. I'm a pro in making people. I'm going to use harsh words. I will show you that. Well, I sabi those harsh words. I can tell you them right back. Even to get physical. We can do that one too. It's all about you, pink. So, yeah. that's basically how I see it. But no one is telling you to fight. But I just don't understand how you just, you're able to show.
Friendly with the person. And in my opinion, let me tell you something right now. If you are friendly with somebody that you have discussed with your friend that this person has hurt me and you and your friend both know this person has hurt you, then that means you are the fakest part in the room. You are the fakest part in the room because you know you don't like that person, but you're going up to hug them. If you don't hug them, will they kill you?
Sis, you know how it is. Like, I cannot see Fikemi down and not feel it. You understand? So I know that this person has had this effect on my friend. I am feeling that. I'm sharing that. Like pain with her. I'm empathizing. I think I didn't pronounce it right.
No, don't worry, just keep going.
God. But yeah, and I leave the room and go and hug you. And you know, Lagos, God, please, before Lagos babes come for me. But us in Lagos, we know how to. We sabi act. Nollywood is anywhere you turn. Nollywood is anywhere you turn. We're all in African magic because we know how to act. Guys can pretend. Like, you know, we know what this person has done. You know what you've said. And we're all, oh my God, when did you get back?
Your hair looks so nice right now. Like, oh my gosh. When did you get back to Lagos?
Sis, I tire.
What me? But yeah, basically, like,
I hate how we're like always saying the same things.
Yeah. Can I say that also, I think that it speaks to the person's character and as their friend or somebody who is going out of their way to still accommodate that person, even despite what they've done, it speaks to their character. And what does that say about the people that you keep around you? Like, that's
what I also think, how I like to see this is when someone has done something to my friend, and I'm not even my friend, okay, when I heard, not even when I hear, when I'm sure this thing happened, this person did something to XYZ, this person went out of their way to hurt someone's feelings, to betray someone's trust, when this person, you know, has done a particular thing, I'm not saying judge a person by one instance, exactly, one mistake. It's not always like that, but I guess as it be, I am very careful about the kind of people I keep in my space and the kind of people like I want around me. So I already don't like people that have bad vibes. People that, you know, just people that aren't, that I know hurt other people for fun or in their
without remorse.
Yeah, remorse. Are very unremorseful about these things, because I don't want you hurting my feelings. Like, I'm fragile like that. Yeah. Like, I don't want you in my space even. Now, talk less of when it's not my person in the picture. Like, it's my babe, my paddy, that you've gone out of your way to hurt, you've gone out of your way to embarrass, gone out of your way to do something negative to Sha. Why would I even... I don't know how people don't deep these things. Like, protect your space. It's not anyone. And sometimes why people don't get involved in these things is that because they just don't send, they don't have the energy to start dealing with things. Again, no one is telling you to fight, but I just don't understand how you're not like extra protective.
Yeah.
About like these things, like your space. Like, it's for me, I don't have the energy to fake a smile. Like, I don't. I'm using it for like so many other things. So if I don't like someone and I have reasons not to like the person, I'm not going to put myself in certain situations. I'm not going to put myself in the person's face, or, you know, like, just be very honest with yourself. I don't like these people. I don't like this crowd. They make me feel a certain type of way, and I'm going to try and avoid feeling that way. I will not go to, if you get me, is beefing, not only beefing, but if someone has done something really bad to my friend, to Fikemi, I will not be in her house, or I will not be at her party because I have to, because she invited me, because I have to show face. I don't. Like, I take these things very serious. I will not be. I'm protecting my space. I don't want that kind of energy around me. Like, if this is your level, if this is your P, you want to hurt people, you want to be this kind of person, you want to hurt my friends, I don't want to be around you. Like, I'm going to... I feed off energy. Like, what am I going to get from that? It's going to be...
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you for that point. That's a lovely point from you, I have to say.
God, sometimes I don't want to be your friend anymore. This is why.
No, you made... But you did that. You did that. You made that point.
Okay, everyone, thank you for having us. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm going to leave and cry. And
just because I love you so much, Lydia. Stop. I love you. But just to add to Lydia's point, just because, you know what, constrained for time. It's just like important to understand that friends owe each other things. Like, I have seen this thing before, like on Twitter, people will be saying, oh, your friends don't owe you things, nobody owes you anything. First of all, as human beings, we owe each other mutual respect. That's just standard, you know, right? Like, respect my space, respect my privacy, respect my religion, respect all those things. But talk is of the people that are close to you, keeping your circle around you. Your friends owe you things. Your friends owe you to not go and get with your ex because they know what you've been through. Your friends owe you to not go and like be buddy-buddy with the people that have hurt you again, because they owe you that. You're my friend. And we're not using this term loosely. So your friends definitely owe you things. Anybody that tells you that they don't owe you anything, keep them out of your circle. I've had like this conversation recently with one of my friends, and it just really opened my eyes to the fact that I owe her things. I owe my friends things. And so when it comes to like all these...
Forget me, why are you lying? You don't have friends. Sorry.
That's why I don't like you. This is why, and you know it.
Go on.
Anyway, yeah, basically just friends with each other things, that's it. And it's important, Lydia, help me with this point, please. It's important to understand your friend's love language. Mm. So if one of your friends does not mind that, you get my ex, no pee, like, I don't deep these things, then that is for that friend. But if your other friend, if you go near even the guy that she spoke to for 1 week, she's vexed, then you know
I'm screaming. Exactly. Like, I feel, I don't even understand why guys are not, they don't take relationships serious, yeah, friendships serious, because I know how people treat their, I know how serious they are when they enter relationships with, like, when is that, is all about knowing your partner's love language, and you want to get to know how he is and how he works.
And how they love.
And how they love. But your friends love, like, my friendships are full of love, I hope. And, it's like, I'm very concerned about the next, the person, and I want to know how they want to be loved, how they want me to show the love, and how they're going to be showing me that, like, how I'm going to be receiving. It's like, let's make this work. Find out what your friend, you know, what your friend expects from you. Find a way to meet him or her in the middle. Find a way to, you know, make it work. Find the things that are important to your friend. And, you know, try and help them out. Try and, you know, make them happy. And it's not your responsibility, but it's something you can contribute to as a friend. Because that's what friends are for. Friends are not there to, you know, fill the empty space. They're there to contribute.
These are real relationships that we
need. These are real relationships. These are relationships that you can grow with, and relationships that you can grow from. And I feel like that's the whole, like, essence. That's the whole point of life. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because
boyfriends will come and go. Even husbands will come and go, baby. But your friends will be there for you the entire time.
You just say the most random shit. Okay, I'm tired of talking now. Bye, guys.
We are done, you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of the As A Podcast. I hope we didn't annoy you too much. And I hope that you guys...
We love you!
We tried to make this as short as possible. Yeah, please. We tried to make this as short as possible.
We didn't try. Stop lying.
Okay, you guys saw me trying to cut this paper. But she can't, if she starts...
Yeah, okay, she blame me.
But yeah, blame you guys, thank you so much for listening. And yeah,
you said that. Oh, bye.
She has bad...